When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
La 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 boat.
There you, oh, you don't have a megaphone?
La, 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 boat.
Oh boy, off your
well,
game.
He's in didn't Boise. Travel. He can't take the megaphone. To
well,
Boise.
I guess, no. Yeah. What happened is one of the gentlemen who works here at the sports radio station here in Boise, he walked in, because he wanted to say hello and introduce himself because you know what he said to me, Mace?
Hmm.
I'm getting ready for the Derby. He's wearing a T-shirt that says Seattle Slew on it.
Oh, Seattle Slew, yeah.
So he came in. He's classic. Like, I'm looking for your Derby pick.
Yeah. So where are you? You're at, like, K-Boy?
K-Boy.
K-Boy. It's a good station. That's a good station.
Let me tell you something. I got to give these guys a lot of credit. This is a phenomenal radio facility.
Phenomenal.
They've got, like, 6 radio stations here.
Damn.
Classic rock, country, sports, you name it. They got it. And you guys would actually love it because I got all the old school like boards, like you know,
oh,
I mean, like
yeah.
it looks like something that you know came out of the 70s or 80s.
Nice,
but it still all works really good. It looks great, and they got a nice facility here, and they're taking good care of me.
Beautiful.
But Johnny, you'll appreciate this. I brought gifts. You know, I was told in advance that the general manager of the cluster here, he's a big golfer.
Okay.
So I showed up with like Callaway golf hats,
beautiful.
Cool Callaway golf socks,
nice.
Box of balls. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I brought the guy a bunch of gifts. So
excellent.
Anyway, when you're a golfer, John, you know, when you're a golfer, you give somebody golf stuff.
They'll remember it forever.
Right. They're happy as can be.
Now, do you, Cappy, do you go to Ireland's going to a Kentucky Derby party? Are you?
I'm not tomorrow because I'm here.
Oh, because you're there. Sure.
I'm here for the graduation,
right.
But I'll be watching the Kentucky Derby on my phone.
Do you like a mint julep?
They're a little sweet for me, Cap.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm not really that into them.
I found out what's in a mint julep.
It
is bourbon, simple syrup, and that's it.
That's just bourbon and simple syrup?
Bourbon and simple syrup is
what
the internet says.
From?
I have no idea. They must stick mint on top of it or something. But
there's something in there that makes it kind of greenish looking?
Yeah, I don't know what that is because I looked up the recipe on bartender.com.
Yeah.
And that's what they came up with.
One of the great days of the calendar year, and Cap will back me up on this, is opening day at Del Mar.
That's fantastic.
Because every attractive person, male and female, in San Diego dresses to the nines. Right, Cap?
That's exactly right. And a lot of people from L.A. and Orange County jump on the train. They come down south. They get off right there in Solana Beach. They jump on a bus, and they pull right into Del Mar. And everybody is showing off. And this year, hey, guys, you'll love this.
Mm-hmm.
This year, for the first time that I can ever remember in my 20-plus years there, this year opening day's on a Saturday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, usually it's on a Wednesday.
During the week.
Right. It's on a Saturday. So, Mace, mark your calendar.
I would love to. July 20th?
Yeah.
I don't have to wear a big hat, right? Do you wear a hat?
No, Mace, you'll want to wear a big hat.
Like a fedora?
Sure.
Fedora would look good on you.
Yeah, I'm in, Cappy.
All the
July
women
the 20th.
Are wearing hats, and most of the men.
Interesting.
Yeah,
I'm putting it on my calendar right now. Del Mar opening day. I'm in. It's rare that it's on a Saturday, right?
Have you guys been to Churchill Downs? Have you been there, Cappy?
I have not been there.
Yeah,
I've been there once.
Yeah.
For the Derby?
When I went to, remember, I went to Kentucky a couple summers ago.
Oh, that's right.
Because I have a buddy who lives there. And so we were in Louisville, we were in Lexington, we were all around Kentucky. And Kelly and I took the kids to Churchill Downs. We did a big tour of it.
That's
we
cool.
got to see the horses. It was they weren't racing that day, but it was fun. And we had the mint juleps because the bar was open.
By the way, I did get a note on Twitter. It also includes roughly chopped mint leaves.
There you go.
Yes.
So that's where the mint part comes from.
There are a couple of sporting events that I know I've never been to before that I really would like to go.
Mm-hmm.
But the Kentucky Derby is one of those things where if you're a sports fan and you like big events and you like people watching and you like the big party, it's one of the things you should definitely try going to. Even if you're not really into the horse racing side of things, it's an awesome event. I've been a few times.
Cappy, let me ask you, when you are putting together your syndicate of horse owners.
Yes, sir.
This is George's favorite subject.
Okay.
Is your dream to get a horse to the Kentucky Derby?
100%.
And have you ever gotten in the ballpark.
Never gotten to the ballpark. Because you know what happens is you wind up buying these horses when they're little babies. And you race them as two-year-olds. And, you know, they when the calendar year turns, they become three-year-olds. And so, you know, you race them early when they're little, hoping, dreaming that you're going to have one. And every year we do this. Every year we find a couple of two-year-olds, mm-hmm. and our trainer sells us on
this
whole idea.
There was one this year that you were really excited about. Yes. I met that horse.
Yes, I'm trying to remember what the name of the horse was. But he won his first race at
the horse!
the horse. Perfect opportunity. You're absolutely right.
If I could,
the horse.
If I could buy a horse now that doesn't have a name on it already, I would love to name a new horse the horse.
The horse.
Right.
It's a great name.
And I'll put a little baby into the barn right next to him called Focus.
Focus.
So right. When we had a horse, Cap, we thought we'd come up with the perfect name. Mason, who was it that? You met Mason ran into somebody and it was a super attractive woman with a not so attractive guy. Mace, who was it? Do you remember?
You're talking about the original pocket personality guy?
Yes.
It was a beautiful model and Bill Maher.
And somebody walked up to the model and said, "What are you doing with him?" And she said, "He has pocket personality." So we thought that's the name of the horse. Pocket personality.
I love that name.
So we said, "That's what we're going with." And we checked and it was already taken.
Did you guys read the story this week about the former major league player, and he once was a Dodger player, a guy by the name of Jason Worth? You guys remember him?
I remember Jason Worth, too. He played in Philly.
Jason Worth, when he got done playing baseball, he decided eventually to get into horse racing. And he owns a racing stable called 28 Racing LLC, because his number was 28.
Mm-hmm.
And he bought in to a horse called Dornick, D-O-R-N-O-C-H.
Bergman's pick.
Okay. That horse, Worth owns 10% of that horse.
Wow.
And they bought the horse for $325,000. Of course, you can do the math. He put $35,000 into this horse. And he's only been in the horse racing business for 2 years, and he's already got a horse in the Derby, which means he's going to be walking on the track to the starting line.
That's very lucky.
Yeah, very lucky.
Now, let me ask you a question. I thought I saw somewhere today that the last 17, 18, 19 horses have had like the letter S in the beginning of their name or something
Is that right?
I'm almost positive I saw that
somewhere.
There's
an S streak?
I did not know.
Hey, I wanted to ask you let's change the subject.
Oh, really?
Hard stop, yeah.
Okay.
There we go. So I'm watching Momo today on ESPN Sports Center. She was breaking the news about Darvin Ham, and I'm looking at her background, right? She's got like books by Carl Sagan and Einstein or something there. And she's got like a little Stanford something or other. She's got a Mandy Award, but it's laying on its side.
Saw that.
And I thought that is disrespectful.
Just rude.
Of the Mandy Award.
But if she stood it up, it would hit the ceiling. There's not enough room in that in that armoire.
Yeah, right. I feel like she doesn't really get how meaningful you would never set a Mandy on its side.
Oh, I have my Mandy's right here, like set up nicely.
Exactly.
Now I don't have it set up in this angle that I'm at right now, in this room that I'm in. But usually when I do those Sports Center hits from home, or I do like the Brian Windhorst podcast, which runs on ESPN2, you see the Mandy's right behind me.
Perfect.
Like right behind me.
Perfect. That's the way it should be. Now I'm wondering if because of this blatant disrespect, if that means Momo's streak of two years in a row of best guest host might come to an end.
Ooh. I mean, listen, I don't know. She's got some stiff competition, I'm sure.
DeMarco and Beto are coming for her.
Yeah, right. DeMarco in particular gets a big vote for me. Yeah. Beto's going to get a big vote.
Yep.
Yeah. I think Pepe, because
Pepe
has,
is nowhere on the ballot.
You're kidding me.
I'm kind of surprised he's not, to be honest with you.
Apparently,
it has something to do with the fact that he's not an actual employee.
Well, right. I mean, maybe just because he's a volunteer, I mean, who cares?
He's a volunteer. Yeah.
By the way, I did find the stat on the letter S.
Oh, good.
Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, what do you
got? It's the most winners with a particular letter, that the name starts with a particular letter. So 19 horses have won in the history of the Kentucky Derby that start with the letter S. That's the most of any letter in the alphabet. That's what it is.
Okay.
So there you go. So bet on an S.
S's.
All right, let me go back to the field now, and let me take a look
here. The field. Mine
Society
is,
man. Society man. Let's see here.
Let me go to TVG real quick. TVG.
Okay.
Go to TVG,
here's Stronghold.
Stronghold, right, that's a good one.
Okay.
And what are the odds on those?
Stronghold is, let's see here. Stand by. I'll get that for you in a second. But I've also got another one, Sierra Leone.
Sierra Leone is a 9 to 2. Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty big favorite.
Mine has an S, just a touch. So there's
No, it's got to start with an S.
It's got to start with an S.
Yeah. How about Signs? Sands? Is another, oh no, that's a different one. Sorry, that's not the Kentucky Derby. Sorry.
Shadano, will you watch the Derby?
Yeah. I mean, it's literally, what is it, 2 minutes and 30 seconds?
It's the most exciting 2 minutes in sports.
Yeah, so I'll watch that. I mean, I'll have it on in the background as it gets closer, and then that's it.
I always think it's fun. It's fun.
Well, I bet on it every year.
Yeah, I've got, I'm on cut. I bet it on cut for tomorrow. I normally throw a little party, but I'm not throwing a party this year.
No, really, no, why not?
It's because I'm in my summer shred. I don't want a house filled with food and booze.
Oh, Mace.
So here's the thing, Mace. I too have taken on like trying to.
Are you doing your summer shred?
Yeah, I'm trying to get into a better shape before the summer. So I've dropped like 10 pounds.
Nice.
I'm at like 174.
Yeah, you do
right
look
now.
Good. I saw you this week.
Yeah, thank you. And then, but today is a cheat day. Like today's a cheat meal. My wife bought one of those those fancy pizza ovens.
Nice.
And we're going to make homemade 800-degree pizza.
Sounds
today.
Good.
Gluten-free? That sounds delicious. I am going to have chicken breast, maybe two chicken breasts.
Oh, wow.
Treat
with
yourself.
Brown rice and steamed broccoli.
Oh, my
You're
God.
You're
going to
get so sick of that so fast.
I'm telling you. I am
I want that
hardcore.
So badly.
I'm a month in now, five nights a week. I mean, this is just a way of life now for me.
Yes. Do you want to borrow my treadmill over here, Mace?
You brought a treadmill to work?
I've got an under-the-desk treadmill, and I'm going to start using
basically,
it one day.
Haven't you seen the commercial like during games, like late at night? Like they'll have like it's a bunch of old people
like
on this
a little
pedal
that keeps.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
It goes up to 7 miles per hour. Okay.
While you're sitting.
No, standing. I'm going to use it one all show. Think about it. 3 hours
a day.
Not going
7 miles an hour.
3 hours? No, I'm not going to walk 7 miles
an
hour during the show.
What prompted you to bring a treadmill to work?
Because I want to lose weight, and I feel like since I always stand. The only reason I'm not standing today is because I still don't feel well because I still have a kidney stone.
Eesh.
But like walking on a treadmill, think about it, 3 hours a week, 5 days a week, like that's I feel like that's significant exercise.
It is good. It is really good.
Yeah, yeah. During the show.
Yeah.
Mace, I want that diet. I so badly because like today you talk about
is it a Kubi? Is that what it's called?
A Kubi?
No, that's my sister's nickname. How funny.
Oh, really?
No, because that's it's the one I think. There's definitely one that runs late at night on ESPN that you see, and it's basically a bunch of old people who.
Like a little pedal kind of thing.
Yeah, and they want to.
Does it run as much as the SGA Chet Holmgren singing commercial?
Oh, yes. Yeah, well, that one, between that one during the NBA games. And the one, the Google Pixel commercial, take that pose, take that pic.
Run them into the ground.
Oh, my God. I go crazy now when I hear that commercial.
Mace, I'm having such a bad eating day. I need to have you on speed
dial. We had
barbecue,
right?
Well, yeah, so my daughter today
and
all of her roommates were having a barbecue. And so my daughter's roommate is from Yorba Linda. You know, and so all of her family and everybody was here. And
by
so
the way, the home
up,
of Black Gold.
That's right. And they lit up the barbecue and they were making burgers and dogs and sausages and everything else.
So you just went?
I just didn't even care, man. Yeah. I just ate it all.
Well, I sent you my food thing a bunch of times now and you never use it.
No, you sent it once and that was the meal prep. But I want to do like the chicken with the brown rice. I mean, that sounds
bland. Well, get
like
some chicken,
bland.
Get some brown rice and get some broccoli and steam it. There's nothing to this.
Mason John, we're going to have Big Wit on here.
I know. Oh, right. So we got to get out.
You got any questions you want us to ask Big Wit?
Who are you having on?
Big Wit.
Andrew Whitworth.
Andrew Whitworth.
Oh, he's the best.
Yeah, he's great. We've had him on. Remember, Cappy went in, we went to a 7-Eleven with him a couple years ago.
Oh, that's right. Worked the Slurpee machine.
Talk him into coming out of retirement. The Rams still haven't had a left tackle since he retired.
Maybe he coached the Lakers.
Jackson played pretty well.
Alaric Jackson is actually pretty good.
Yeah. Coach the Lakers? No.
Yeah,
but what else? What should we talk to Big Wit about, Mace? What do you want to know as part of the Ramley?
As part of the Ramley, I want to know who Chris Shula is and why he's our defensive coordinator.
Well, okay. I mean,
isn't he like Don's like grandson?
He's related to Don Shula, isn't he?
Yeah. It's his son, I think.
But where
no,
did he?
No, it
can't
be
Mike
son.
Shula's. It's probably Mike Shula's.
Mike where, Shula's son.
Yeah, so it's
going to
be his grandson then.
Yeah. Chris, I don't know where we got him from.
Miami?
Yeah, he is definitely Don Shula's grandson because he went to, yeah, he's from Miami. So, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, you don't just have that last name and just like not like, right. Yeah.
They didn't get him out of a steakhouse, Mace.
Right, yeah. Exactly. All right, so anyway, I'm done.
Oh, he's the nephew of Mike Shula.
The nephew. Whose father? Who's
I wonder
his dad?
Yeah, he's so one of the other Shula kids, clearly. So
Dave Shula?
Sure, why not?
I don't know if there is a Dave Shula, but Dave.
There is a Dave Shula. He was the head coach of the Bengals for a few minutes.
Okay, Dave Shula, him. That's got to be his kid.
Yeah.
Yep. So, you're
anyway,
absolutely right.
Big Wit is coming up.
And Big Wit's coming up with these guys. Have a great weekend, everybody. We're back Monday at 1.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Bing, ba-da-boop. Bing, ba-da-bop, ba-da-bop, pick-a-ding, da-da-boom. Bing, ba-da-bop, ba-ding-ding-ding-a-doom, ding-a-bop, ba-da-bop, doo-da-da-dop, ba-da-bop.
Hey, Cappy.
Yes, sir. Doo-doo-boom.
So Big Wit is running a little behind, so we'll do a segment here, and then we'll get caught up with Big Wit.
What?
He's running a little behind. We'll be fine.
Come on, Big Wit.
We have almost 3 hours to go still.
I,
and, you know, who knows how long Lindsay's back in the house, and who knows how long Lindsay's going to be paying attention with her Cavs playing right now, you know?
I don't know.
Well, now that the Heat are no longer playing.
Well, I mean, nobody expected them to be anywhere.
I know.
Without their best players.
I know. I don't feel good about the Cavs tonight, though.
In Orlando, in O-Town, so.
Georgie, before we get started today, and you said Big Wit's a few minutes late, and obviously everybody knows the story by now about Darvin.
Yeah, he's officially out, and so is the whole coaching staff, according to the LA Times. Phil Handy, everybody, they're all gone.
Yeah, I mean, like, worst kept secret in town, right? I mean, like, everybody knew this was coming down.
Yeah.
But let me ask you a question, just a show-related question here. Yeah. I noticed today you're working from the crib, and yet you're gonna do a little YouTubing with us today, is that right?
Yeah, I mean, it's working, so it's fine. I mean, I just told the kids, I said, hey, look, I know that you guys, like, literally, my kids want to stream everything. They want to have their iPads watching streaming, playing video games that are streaming. And I'm like, one of them needs to stop so I can stream the show today.
Okay, so for everybody that usually thinks that me and George don't do YouTube streaming on Fridays, as I always tell you, you should come check us out on YouTube for no other reason. Because we are hot, man. We are hot.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
No, that is why.
But
it's exactly why.
Clearly, the Lakers' head coaching seat was hot, as and the entire coaching staff's seats were hot, as they're all gone.
Yeah.
Cappy.
Yeah.
So they're gone. But here's what I'll tell you. This puts, in my opinion, a bigger bullseye on the front office and organization in particular. Because how many coaches have you now been through here over the last couple of years?
At least two. I mean, I guess you could go back to before Frank. I mean, you can go to three, but...
Well, hold on. Luke, since Pelinka's been here.
Okay.
Luke Walton was the coach.
There's one. There's
right?
one.
Mm-hmm. Remember that?
I do.
There was Frank Vogel,
right?
Darvin Ham, and
there's
now
three.
A fourth coach.
Okay.
There's going to be a fourth coach.
Yeah, but, you know, listen, you say that it puts more focus on the front office, or at
and
least
the organization
should.
As a whole is what
right.
I'm saying.
Yeah, yes. But you know what it is? The thing is it's like, to me, it's a weird thing. You know, if your last name is Bus, you're not getting fired, right?
You're not getting fired, but you're going to get some heat.
Yeah, but for whatever reason, and well, I kind of figure I know the reasons, but Rob Pelinka is sort of considered family. And
oh, no, I mean, not sort of. He is considered family.
Yeah, I'm not saying that he's not ever going to be fired or
I mean yes, because even people who have been family here have no longer right. Been part of the organization anymore.
But to say that it puts more focus on them, yes, but I wonder if it doesn't really seem to put more pressure on the guy who's making the ultimate, or the guy who's supposed to be making the ultimate decision, because he's got sort of family type protection. You know, I mean, Rob Pelinka's relationship with Kobe and Jeannie's love for Kobe seems to put him in this protective stratosphere. You know,
I mean, look, I do think that he's certainly different than just a regular old GM. But look, Rob has done, I think at times he's done a good job. And I think other times I've kind of questioned, you know, whether it was him and Magic together or even what he's done at times. I think, you know, and I don't think he's above criticism, and I don't think he would say he's above criticism. But what I'm saying is that when you're going for the fourth coach, in, I don't know, how many years now? 6 years it'll be? Like, that's... Then that starts to shine a light on the rest of the organization, I think, too.
Well, it should. It should, because here's the thing. If the same people keep firing coaches, two things happen. Number one, most of us start to think to ourselves, well, do we really trust the person who's making the decision for the next coach? Because this guy was a championship coach, and then they fired him. And then this guy was a first-time coach, and after 2 years, they fired him. And so now you guys are going to hire the next coach. And do I feel, and I say I mean, like, does the fan base feel like you guys are doing this right? You guys are getting this right. And so there should be, I mean, a spotlight shined on the front office and the organization.
Yeah.
But if the same person is making the decision over and over and over again, why does that person keep getting to hire new coaches? Why point don't you think about replacing him?
Well, I think that this may be the time where I think that they now start to realize, hey, like, you know, some of this is on you too, a little bit, Rob. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's on the entire organization. It's not a failure of just one person. And it's usually the GMs don't get fired the way coaches get fired in sports. And I'm not advocating for his firing to begin with, but what I'm saying is it just shines a bigger light on him. And at some point, even the people in that inner circle start to question, right? Like that it has happened. Mitch Kupchak was part of this family and this organization for many, many years. Jeannie's brother, Jim, was part of the organization. So if those guys can be moved on from, at some point there is going to be more of a light shined on the front office. And I think this is where that happens now, potentially.
Well, I'll tell you this. And let me know if Big Wit is coming on yet.
Well, I think we got a break before Big Wit is what I'd like
case?
To do.
Is that the so case?
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to get you to keep it moving here a little bit.
Well, then I'll just give you a final comment. And it goes like this. It pains me to say this, Laker fans, but the Lakers are sadly very much like, oh God, I can't believe I'm going to tell you guys this. They're a lot like the Chargers. And here's what I mean. Tom Telesco, I know it hurts, right? Tom Telesco was the general manager, George, for like 10, 12 years. And dude, every couple of years, he was firing this coach, that coach. This first, it was a guy, Mike McCoy, who was a hot commodity with the Denver Broncos as an offensive coordinator. He didn't do anything. They fired him. Then they hired a guy, Anthony Lynn. Anthony Lynn was a guy who was a running backs coach and elevated to head coach in one season. Then they fired him. Then they brought in little Brandon Staley, and he was going to be the new hot thing. And then they fired him. And then finally, because he was the guy that was taking the bullets, just the same way Rob Pelinka takes those bullets for Jeannie, finally, after getting your ass handed to you by the Raiders, finally that was the last straw. And they finally said, you know what? We love him like he's family, but screw him. He's out.
So that's what I'm saying, is that eventually that there's no protective shield. Like, you know, you fired enough people. You know what I'm saying? So, like, and again, not advocating for his firing, but I do think there is more of a bullseye on the front office now and the organization as a whole than there was previously. So let's... We can talk about this further throughout the show, because there's a lot to kind of unfold here, even within this particular subject matter, but certainly with a lot of other things regarding the Lakers. Big weekend for the Dodgers as well against the Braves. We'll get into that. But Big Wit's going to join us here in a second, Cappy, to talk about what he's up to with the Rams. And but you got to talk about your friends at Coors first.
Well, I will do that. And listen, it's Friday, right? Friday afternoon, it's party time. Okay, and here in California, we are all about choosing chill, from hitting the beach to going on our favorite hike to rooting on our favorite teams. As I always say, no one is more chill than us. But you know, the one thing that can bring it all together for all of us, enjoying all that California has to offer with great friends and icy cold Coors Light. You know when you get that silver bullet can in your hands and those mountains are blue? It's icy cold Coors Light time. Pick up your Coors Light next to you. When I say next to you, like your local convenience store, your local grocery store, your local liquor store, or you can even have it delivered to your house today. Visit cachoosechill.com, cachoosechill.com to learn more. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. And when you're drinking that icy cold Coors Light, celebrate responsibly.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
By the way, Cappy,
It
is the Kentucky Derby weekend. I want to get your Kentucky Derby picks before we get the hell out of here, because I need to know who I'm going to bet on, because I know nothing about horses either.
Okay, you got it.
So we got that. It's also the Sedano and Cap 4 p.m. hour, brought to you by Waba Grill here on 710. Kids eat free at Waba Grill. Bring your kids in for a free chicken or tofu mini bowl with any entree purchase weekdays after 4 o'clock, all weekend long as well. Restrictions apply. All right, Big Wit, Andrew Whitworth, the man, the myth, the legend. He is promoting Walk United LA with the United Way of Greater Los Angeles. They're going to walk together with thousands of Angelenos in a pathway to defeat homelessness. That'll be at SoFi Stadium this weekend. There's going to be a bunch of Rams players there. I mean, this guy, Cappy,
it's next week. It's May 11th, just so you know, George.
Oh, I'm sorry, May 11th. Sorry.
Right. So he's got to watch the Derby. He's got to watch the Derby this weekend.
Right, next weekend. So it's May 11th. This guy, though, I mean, you want to talk about a man of the people, right? The stuff with the United Way, doing the walk. He's out there with you and me at a 7-Eleven a couple months ago, you know, doing the cash register for the people. I mean, this man. I mean, Big Wit, what are you? What else do you do to be a man of the people?
Man, look here, brother. I love this place. I love being a part of the community. And whatever I can do, man, to be a part of it in a good way is what I'm about. So appreciate you guys having me on.
Yeah, Big Wit, it's always great talking to you. But, you know, I feel like I miss you because it was November of last year.
You do miss me.
I do miss you desperately. But here's the thing.
Okay.
Here's the thing. It was November of last year. I'm riding my Peloton. And I see a guy, and I go, that looks like Big Wit. So I snapped a picture, right? I snapped a picture, and I texted you, and I said, Big Wit, are you in my Peloton class right now? And you got to just tell us the story, because I think you were there for like an Amazon Thursday night-ish kind of a football game. How did you get into the Peloton class? Tell me about that.
Yeah, so we were doing Black Friday in New York. We had our first ever Black Friday game on our Thursday night football crew, and so we were there in town, and I was sitting there. I was like, you know what? My family had stayed back home in Louisiana where her parents are from and mine are, and so they were with the kids and everything there. And I was by myself in New York City, and I was like, it's Thanksgiving Day. I don't want to just walk around. I want to go do something active. You know what? I love Peloton. Why don't I see if I could get in a live class? That would be fun. And they were having a special, special day there. They were live streaming the whole deal. And I was like, you know what? Let's do it. So they offered me a seat. I got in. You know, I did my ride. I didn't let anybody down. I represented, baby. And it was a grind though. Because I tell you what, when that camera's on you and it's live and you're on that bike, it's a little different than sitting at home when you can quit whenever you want to or maybe take a little off.
Check your phone.
Kind of like, hey, what face am I making? How bad do I look right now?
So, Cappy, you were watching him while you were doing the class. How did he do?
He did great, because the thing is that, Big Wit, you're so right. Like, when you're at home and you're on your Peloton, you could check out for a little bit. You could check your phone. You could see who's texting you, whatever. When you're on the camera, and you were in the hot seat, because the bike that you were on, you were pretty much on camera the entire time. And it was a turkey burn ride, because, like you said, it was Thanksgiving. I'm trying to remember, who was the instructor that day? Do you recall?
Oh, gosh, he's been there forever.
Now, what was it? See, my guy's Alex Toussaint. You like Alex Toussaint?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I love Alex. Alex is my guy. He's the man. That's who I use the most. And you know what? It's between him and Kendall. But
I love Kendall, too.
It was awesome, man. It was a really cool experience. I mean, it was something, you know, obviously never done before. In New York, Thanksgiving Day. Let's hop on a Peloton and a live stream. It was awesome.
It was cool. Hey, George, Kendall Tool is a girl who was a former USC cheerleader.
Yeah, you told me about her.
And now she's like one of the stars of Peloton. You know, and then, of course, Big Wit, I also love my girl Jen Sherman, you know, because, you know, just kind of in the same age range, like the same musical styles. And she also does a really good yacht rock class. I don't know if you ever take that one, Big Wit.
Oh, I had never done yacht rock. Okay.
Yeah, so
yeah,
just giving you ideas.
I feel like you could skip past the yacht rock personally, but Big Wit, yeah. You are doing this thing with the United Way, and on May 11th, right, as we mentioned, and you're going to be there, kind of the co-host of the event. You got a bunch of Rams players like Steve Avila. You got Ernest Jones, Kobe Turner, Kyron Williams will serve as honorary chairs there at the event at SoFi Stadium. Let's talk about some of those guys I mentioned, man. Let's talk about the guy along the offensive line, you know, similar to the position you play. Now, he plays inside, you played outside. But this kid, Avila, I mean, he jumped right in and was ready to roll. That offensive line struggled when you were gone. Then last year, those guys as a group did as good a job as anyone could have expected last year. What was your level of, I don't know if surprise is the right word, but I guess how proud were you of that group in particular to kind of reestablish the stuff that you guys had done previously?
Yeah, I thought it was a really special year for them. I mean, what a great job, you know, Ryan Wendell did with that group. I mean, Winnie's a special football coach, his first year there really being the head guy. You know, what a freaking impact he had. And then to see a young guy like Steve Avila hop in there and play the way he did, it's definitely something to me. It's what they can build off of the future. I think you saw that in their influence in free agency and, you know, really putting money into that group. It's the best way to keep Stafford healthy. It's the best way to move forward one day when years down the road, if Stafford decides to step away from the game and retire. You got a great offensive line. That's a great situation for a young quarterback. So you see that investment for the future there. And, man, I just think that you look at really the job that Steve and those guys did. I thought it was something you could see probably from – I've always said this. When you have years like they had the year before where everyone's injured, you're getting a ton of guys on the field, you feel like you're fighting against everything. If you do it the right way and handle it the right way – really, you see these bounce backs in groups because they went through adversity like that. A ton of guys got on the field. So that room now all of a sudden has a lot more experience than it had prior. And so I think that then you got a guy like Steve Avila that comes in and plays the way he did. Kevin Dotson comes out of nowhere and plays great. And now you've added Jonah Jackson in the mix. I mean, you look at this group, man, they ought to be special this year. I know the job that Sean and Coach Wendell will do with them. I really look for this group to probably be one of the strongest parts of this team going into this season, and they're going to have to lean on them for a lot of their success.
Yeah, and Big Wit, on the other side, though, Aaron Donald retires. So two things. A, were you surprised that he actually really did? And then B, I want to get your opinion on especially what the Rams did in the early parts of the draft going defense and putting bodies on that defensive line.
Yeah, I mean, I think you look at it. I mean, Aaron Donald, what an unbelievable football player and just, you know, a special human being for that franchise. You know, that guy, man, I'll never forget the impact he had on me just, you know, and the way he went about his business. You know, what an elite player and an elite practicer and everything he did. But when you lose that kind of impact on a team, here's the difference with AD. It's not just about who he was as a special football player. His legacy, he lives on. Because every time those guys turn on tape and they watch the way this guy competes, there's nobody that competes like him. So they know, hey, I'm not competing at the level of this guy yet. So his legacy really can leave on because it's going to be one of those guys that are going to say, man, do you play as hard as Aaron Donald does? It ain't just about his talent or success. It's the way he played the game. And then you look at that investment this year. There is no replacing Aaron Donald. They're not expecting these young guys in the draft to come in and play the way Aaron Donald played. They're expecting to build something with young, youth, talent, ability, and say, hey, in the future, we're going to be the kind of defense that's going to represent the right way the Rams want to play defense. And maybe that looks different than we did when we had Aaron Donald, but we still have an expectation, a standard of the way we want to do things and the way we want to play football. And I think that's what they expect in this investment they have and you really look at it, what I love as a lineman, seeing them invest in free agency on that offensive line, and then through the draft, really putting some emphasis and some chips in on the front line of that defense. And to me, if you win those two spots, you got a chance to have a really good football team for a really long time.
It's funny you say that, because we spent a lot of time actually talking about that during the last football season, because in both college and pro, you can kind of see that, right? Like, the teams in college who have the more experienced offensive lines tend to have successful seasons. Doesn't mean they're going to win the championship, but they generally have very successful seasons. And the lines of scrimmage, man, are still the most important. They don't get all the glory. No disrespect to the Matt Staffords of the world and the wide receivers. All those guys are important, don't get me wrong. But it does begin and end with you guys in the trenches.
Well, just that the game of football will eventually come down to your ability to protect the quarterback and your ability to stop the run and get to the passer on defense. Because I don't care how good your secondary is, if you don't get to the quarterback, you are not going to have a chance in this league to have success on defense, because it's going to be extremely hard with all the rules and all the things that go against you to get off the grass and stop giving up points. I mean, you look at the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes and how special they've been. The reality is, though, they continue to invest money in their offensive line. You look at the line, they never fall short spending money and continuing to find ways to improve the group he has sitting in front of him. And they also continue writing a check to a guy named Chris Jones, who's a really special pass rusher, at getting to the quarterback. And both years we've seen now, back-to-back years, where that impact has been the sole factor that's ended up being really the thing. You look at, obviously, Patrick Mahomes is a really special football player, but the way that group plays up front and runs the football when they need to run the football, and the way the defense was able to play to keep them in games when they weren't playing great on offense, is how they were so successful. And then finally they turn it on in the playoffs offensively and they make the run. You got to get yourself there. You got to be able to play great up front on both sides of the football.
Hey, Big Wit, when we were all together last football season out at the 7-Eleven, you knew that I was consumed with the hoodie underneath, but with the sport coat over the top, okay? And
yeah,
that has become your look. But I feel like, and I hope I'm wrong, but I feel like I just was all over you that day about how much I loved it. That, like, the next week you went back onto Amazon and you had like a different look. And then I was like, oh my God, Wit, what happened? What happened to the hoodie with the sport jacket? And then finally, like, the next week you came back to it. Did I talk you out of it? Were you self conscious?
No,
what happened?
Here's what happens. Every now and then, you just need to remind the people what they want, you know? And so I took the hoodie off. People reacted. They wanted the hoodie back. You know, it's become such a thing now. I was laughing. I went to the owners' meetings this offseason, ran into a couple of the owners' wives, a couple of coaches' wives. First thing they asked me, like, I had a T-shirt on. They're like, where is your hoodie? And I'm like, you know what? I don't know if there's anybody in this league that doesn't know me as the guy who wears a hoodie. So it's becoming like, I don't know. I don't even know if I can go in public without a hoodie on, I guess.
No. Here's
because
the deal.
They're expecting the hoodie. They want the hoodie at all times.
Right. But here's the deal. This is where you start to make money now, okay? We need, and I say we, you and me, and George,
how did you get involved in this?
Oh, no. I'm not cutting you out of this. No. We're a team. Sedano, Cap, and Big Wit, okay? Now, Wit, this is where we make money. Now we need the Big Wit collection of hoodies, and especially hoodies for big guys. You know, hoodies for big guys.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Fashionable, man. We're going to keep them fashionable.
Right.
Maybe we'll start by auctioning them off for Walk United LA. You know what I mean?
Call. Like
why wouldn't we?
It's a great idea. Get
there
us back
go.
To that. Get us back to Walk United LA, because it seems like you're going to have a lot of great players out there. You're going to be out there yourself. You're sort of like the captain of this team. And then all these rookies that George and I were talking about over the last few weeks, especially when we were doing those broadcasts from Hermosa Beach, all the rookies are going to be out there. So get us back to Walk United LA on Saturday, May 11th.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I mean, to have the opportunity to MC this event and be a part of hosting it, I mean, you know what, Walk United LA at SoFi Stadium next Saturday, May 11th. This is our opportunity, as Angelinos, really, to have an impact, you know, in this community, trying to end poverty, homelessness, people who, you know, really are out there needing our help, needing our commitment from the community to be a part of this event. I mean, it's extremely special. I've gotten a chance to be a part of it over the last few years. My kids have walked in it. We've walked in it. Melissa and I and all our kids will be there. we're looking forward to it. I mean, this is an event that's raised over $10 million to end homelessness. I mean, it's become the single largest annual event to end homelessness across the country. And in this city, and all of us Angelinos know this, this is one of our biggest issues facing to tackle for our city in this community. And so we've really got to be on top of it. We got to continue to commit to it. And we're just honored to get to be a part of it. You know, and there's obviously going to be the Rams players are going to be there. There's going to be the rookies, their first opportunity, the Rams rookie class, to be a part of an event in L.A., are going to get a chance since the draft. They'll be there, and I'm looking forward to it, man. It's going to be a great opportunity for us to all come together, do something that's, you know, not about us individually. It's about us together collectively and then our impact. So we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun day. There's going to be all kinds of fun things going on around it. It ought to be special.
Walk United LA, Saturday, May 11th at SoFi Stadium. You heard all the names. Big Wit's going to be there co-hosting. Steve Avila, Ernest Jones, Kobe Turner, Kyron Williams, and many other guys will be out there with the Rams group helping out for homelessness here in the greater Los Angeles area with the United Way of Greater LA. Wit, you're the man. Thanks for joining us, brother. Appreciate it.
Hey, anytime. We'll get to work on this hoodie line, man. We'll be back. Let's go,
yes,
baby.
Yes, sir.
You got it. That's right, man.
There he is, Big Wit.
I love Big Wit.
Yeah, big fan.
I got a big man crush on him, man.
Yeah.
I do.
I know. You were stalking him on Peloton that day.
And you know the thing is, like, when the whole, you know, George, when Matthew Stafford was traded from the Lions to the Rams, and, you know, everybody's heard the story, right, that McVay was in was at a very fancy place, a resort in Cabo called Chileno Bay, and that's where he was hanging out. And it turns out that Stafford was there as well.
Yeah.
And it turns out that Big Wit was there as well. And so that's kind of how that whole love triangle came to be. And Big Wit and I share the friend whose place he was staying in while he was there, who I saw last night.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we got to just listen. I'm telling you, George, there's a business opportunity that you, me, and Big Wit should take advantage of. It's hoodies for big guys.
Okay.
Cap,
you like
just
this
be careful.
Idea?
Don't say too much. You don't want to get ousted from the circle. Again.
Right. Somebody's going to get you. Yeah. And they're going to take the idea. If you just you keep talking, man. You get too excited.
Well, I do give away a lot of really good ideas for free. But in this case, we need Big Wit on our team. And I think he likes it. And if I think what I'll sell him on is we just want to use your name. And we want you to just be the model on Amazon on the football broadcast.
Right.
We'll handle everything from here.
Okay.
You know? The Big Wit collection.
Yeah. I love it.
And George, you know where we're going to sell a lot of them?
What?
On Amazon.
Oh, there you go. That's true.
We're going to put a QR code on the bottom of the screen during the Amazon pregame and postgame show. You want the Big Wit hoodie? Click on the QR code. Take you right to Amazon. We'll sell them.
Someone's totally taking this idea, Cap.
It's pretty brilliant, right?
Just saying. Somebody's definitely taking it, though. She's right.
It's probably going to be Big Wit.
Probably, yeah.
Big Wit.
You're going to be like, Big Wit, you cut me out.
Come on, Big Wit.
All right, Cappy. You know what, Cappy? We won't cut you out of this weekend?
Tell me.
Cinco de Mayo, man. Tequila Mandala. Come on. This is the weekend. Every weekend is a good weekend, but this weekend especially. Award-winning artisanal small batch premium sippy tequila founded by a couple of guys just like you. One from Jalisco, Mexico. The other one born and raised in SoCal, down in Downey. With a vision to create a sippy tequila meant for sharing with friends and loved ones. You've heard us talk about it. You've seen us post about it. I saw the VP of the Handsome Man community post a bottle recently in the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust. We've done it on Instagram, on the Circle of Trust. You've seen those beautiful hand-painted round ceramic bottles. A conversation starter indeed, but nothing like the nectar of the gods inside. Have you tried Tequila Mandala yet? Well, what are you waiting for? Whether it's the Blanco, the Reposado, the Añejo, or the Extra Añejo, elevate your tequila game today. Make sure that Tequila Mandala is at you or with you at your next occasion. Holiday party, Cinco de Mayo party, Kentucky Derby party, anniversary, birthday, you name it. Carne asada. Celebrate with Tequila Mandala today. Follow their journey on their social channels at Tequila Mandala, available everywhere fine tequilas are sold. So visit their website, tequilamandala.com, to find a store or restaurant nearest you. Total Wine, for sure, though. I mean, you can go to any Total Wine in Southern California, and they got it for sure. But go to their website, tequilamandala.com, to see for yourself wherever else may be closer to you. Tequila Mandala, demand the extraordinary.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah.
What do you know about Hypnotize, Cappy?
Man, what you know about no Hypnotize? What you know about Biggie?
What do I know about Biggie?
I know Big D don't know nothing about no Biggie.
Come on, man.
Man, if you ain't know who Prince is, you don't know who Biggie is.
Oh, come on now. Yeah, you better stop, man.
Come on, for real.
I know who Biggie is, man.
Why? What, you seen the movies or something?
I did see the movies.
Oh, all right. Good way to get to know him. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, this Biggie was like, when I was in college, man, in high school and in college, like Biggie was like hot, man, like hot.
Like Biggie was hot.
It was like I lived on the East Coast, right? Like, you know, so, I mean, those times, obviously, I don't want to talk about like the unfortunate ending, you know, that the passing of him and Tupac, as we've talked about, you know, trying to find the killers. Over the years, I mean, we talked about the Tupac thing because Lindsay brought up the story. Was it a couple months ago, Lindsay, that you brought up that they're at least come closer potentially in Las Vegas?
Yeah, they arrested a guy. Didn't
right.
They? Yeah,
they have a person in question. Yeah. Right, yeah. But, like, Cappy, in high school and college for me, like my early years of college, like Biggie and Tupac, like that music, every club I was going to was just, like, hitting up Biggie and Tupac all day. Like, it was as wild a great time in regards to music. Like, I thought, to me, and I know that you people will say the, you know, different generations have different opinions, but to me, that era of like the late 90s of hip hop to me is the best era of hip hop. You know what I mean? Like, you have Biggie, you have Tupac, you have two iconic figures, right? Like, just that whole era, to me, had so many incredible talents. Tribe Called Quest, I mean, they go back further, obviously, but like there's so many different artists that were just, to me, transcendent in what hip-hop eventually became.
Well, this is why in the mornings when I work out now, you know who I'm listening to. Romeo on your radio, because this is what he play.
Right.
This is what he play.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, Wu-Tang Clan, obviously, also.
Wu-Tang. Like,
there was so many.
N.W.A.,
iconic,
right?
N.W.A. They're earlier. They're early to mid 90s.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay.
But yeah. But still, right? No doubt. Like the 90s to me changed hip hop forever in a big, big way for sure.
Well, George, you know, to that end, you know where I'm broadcasting from today?
From a hip hop station?
Boise? I don't think they have a hip hop station here. Oh. I'm not sure they do. They got country. They got.
I was just
going to
say they have a college campus. Yeah. They don't have a hip hop station.
I don't know, man. They got country. They got hip hop. I mean, maybe they don't have hip hop.
I'm
going to
Google this right now.
Look at it right now. Look at these guys.
Hip hop.
Yeah, but this is a Cumulus radio station, and there's probably five.
Oh,
or
they
six
do,
dog.
There. Power 105.5.
Oh,
come on.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on now.
Boise's hip hop and R&B.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's where I'm at, because I'll tell you where I'm at. I'm at a radio station right now. You ready? What it's called?
Yeah.
K boy.
Yeah, boy. Now, that should be the hip-hop station.
That's what it should be.
Because you would totally just do, like, Flavor Flav all day, right. You know,
yeah,
like doing that.
Boy. That's where I'm at. I'm at K-Boy.
And what kind of format is K-Boy?
I think it's, I don't know, actually. Now that I look at it, I don't know.
It looks like it says a news talk there, it says here.
Could be. Because I think these are the guys who have the Boise State football games on. K-Boy.
Yeah, yeah, it's a news talker.
All right, well, I'm here. Not talking news, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, I mean, that was a huge miss. I mean, I get it, because Boise and, like, the news station. But, I mean, come on, the hip-hop station should have been K-Boy.
Right, maybe they should change formats.
You should make that suggestion. Put that in the suggestion box before you leave.
Well, I just met with the general manager here, you know what I mean? I should tell him my thoughts. He actually said to me, he goes, you know, if you ever need anything, just let me know. I'm going to be like, hey, man. And get a hold of him. His name is, let me tell you what this guy's name is. His name is Don Morin. He's a nice guy. He's the regional vice president. He's the market manager. I'm going to talk to him about making K-Boy the hip-hop.
There you go. So, Cappy, real quick, because, and we can get into this further on the other side because we only have like 2 minutes here. Mm. But Darvin gone. Staff is gone. Interviews are going to happen. Mike Budenholzer, a candidate. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give you some quick thoughts on those guys on the other side. Mike Budenholzer, just, you know, obviously a champion head coach with the Milwaukee Bucks, with Giannis and them in 2021. The other candidate, Kenny Atkinson, good young coach, I think. Got kind of a bit of a raw deal in Brooklyn. Has been Steve Kerr's lead assistant, okay, most recently. And then J.J. Redick is another one of those candidates. Now, there could be more candidates depending on who gets let go, but there is one person that was not let go that, if anything, we talked about yesterday, sounded silly in some ways to me that he would be let go, and that's one, Tyronn Lue. Now, I want to touch on that on the other side so we can catch up on where we're supposed to be time-wise. So we'll get into that. Let's dive into these candidates. Let's dive into the T. Lue situation. Let's dive into the dire situation the Clippers are in on the other side. But first, speaking of Clippers, do you have any Clippers on your prize picks today?
Well, you know what? Tell me what you think. I would say this to you, George. My prize picks, I have struggled recently. And I struggled because I made the big mistake the other day of taking James Harden.
James Harden.
I should never have done that.
He's not like a big playoff performer. You know what I mean?
Should never have done that, you know? But I thought to myself, Kawhi's out. Harden's going to play well. He's going to shoot the hell out of the ball.
I would go PG today. I think PG has to have a big game for them to win today.
Okay, so you like Paul George tonight. I still think what I'm going to do is, tell me what you think of this number. Is this too much? Luka tonight, you ready? Yeah. 52.5 points, rebounds, and assists combined. That's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
That is a lot.
I mean he's certainly capable, but it's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. How about this tonight? Paul George, 24.5 points.
Yeah. I think if they have any shot to try to win this game, he has to come up with something near that. Yeah.
Okay, Paul George for more than 24.5 points. And then I'm going to take – see, I like playing Luka because Luka, although I've
– I mean, Luka does fill up the box score. There's no question.
So I
could see Luka doing like a 35-8-7. What's that? That's only 50.
Well, listen to this. Luka's point total tonight on Prize Picks, 33.5, more or less. It's a lot of points. It's a lot of points.
Yeah, I mean, these Prize Picks, they're
right
smart
on
people.
It.
Yeah, they're
right
what they're
on
doing.
It.
You know what I mean?
They're right on it.
They probably going to end up with like 32.
Right, and that's the problem is that I'm more naturally inclined to be positive.
Right, and that's what most people. That's why I tell you play the lower more.
Right. So here's the deal on Prize Picks, everybody. It's a really really easy game to play. The hard part of it is getting it right. The easy part of it is pick your favorite player, decide will they score more or less points. You can combine things like I was talking about. Points, rebounds, and assists. You could even like just say he'll have more rebounds or less rebounds. You could play their fantasy score, assists, 3 points made. So you could be playing right now basketball, hockey. You know I love on Thursdays to play darts. Listen, download the Prize Picks app. Use my code Cappy, K-A-P-P-Y. They'll match your first deposit 100% up to $100. And then the last thing I'm going to ask you to do is this, because I'm already asking a lot. When you download the Prize Picks app and you start playing the game, please use the share button and share your picks with me on Twitter because I've been cold, admittedly, and I know you guys are doing more homework than I am. Download the Prize Picks app. Use my code Cappy. They'll match your first deposit 100% up to $100. Do it now. Download Prize Picks.